Hi, this is Bob Shevers, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
I hear going all around. If you see me coming, better get out of town. Good luck, 'cause I'm mad as I can be. Well, I know that you've been talking and I just can't let it be. I try to be nice when I see you on the street. Now things will be different next time we meet. Now you should have known about me and my gangster ways. It's too late to change it now. There's a better way. Good luck next time you see me. Well, I know that you've been talking and I just can't let it be. Well, thought we were friends, but I'm here to tell you, here's where it ends. 'Cause now I'm mad, and it's plain as day. Like I said, good luck, 'cause today might be the day. Good luck, 'cause I'm mad as I can be. Well, I know that you've been talking and I just can't say.
The album came out some 5 years ago. It's called Player. Good luck! With an exclamation mark. Nick Curran together with the Nightlives, and that is a track called Good Luck, opening up The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, and of course there's a podcast across the world. Welcome to the show. Hope you've had a good week. Mine's been kind of strange, really. Blood pressure's up, which is not good. Had a couple of recordings in town, which is good. We've got some new material for the programme, which is also good. We've got a live guest coming too, Bob Cheevers. More country than blues, but I think you'll enjoy it. And also news of more live guests to come. Harry Manx definitely confirmed now. He'll be at the end of November. Tom Doughty in early December. And waiting for the exact date of him coming, but kind of for three quarters confirmed, this next gentleman, who's coming to the UK towards the end of November, Sonny Landreth. Here he is off the album from last year, From the Reach, together with Eric Johnson and The Milky Way Home. Great, great guitar playing. Sonny Landreth together with Eric Johnson, the album from The Reach. And that is The Milky Way Home. And still waiting for the exact date, but kind of everybody is in agreement that Sonny should be coming here to do a session, and looking forward to that. You'll get a full list of some ideas of the sessions on the Raven and the Blues page, which of course you'll find at raven.dj. While we're talking about sessions, Bob Cheever coming up, we actually made a video of the session. Thanks for all the kind comments that have come in. I put the camera in the wrong place. I set it all up so he didn't trip over it, and I knew I couldn't work the camera at the same time. So it's like kind of a fixed one camera shot. At about 3 or 4 minutes in, if you've seen the video, you'll see that all of a sudden I think this is stupid, so I get up and I pick the camera up and move it. And a few comments have said, can we see the guitar playing? And of course, next time we do it for Harry Manx, the camera will be exactly the right place, and you'll see Harry's hands in close up, the whole thing. But we'll tell you more about that when Bob gets here in a few minutes' time. Let's move on now with John Mayer on the Blues Breakers from the album In the Palace of the King from a couple of years ago. Here he is with Now I Got a Woman.
Now I got a woman, she got a magic spell on me. I need a loving to keep me steady company. She got me all tied up in knots. I've got a woman, I've gotta see her every day. Oh, I'm a woman, she snaps her fingers and I'll obey. I've got the flame of love, I can't get away.
grandfather of UK blues. I say grandfather in the sense that I suppose Alexis Corner was originally the grandfather, but once he passed away, I suppose John Mayall picked up the mantle of that, because I think he's the oldest of all the blues guys working still in the business, and that's from the album from a couple of years ago, In the Palace of the King, and Now I Got a Woman. The Raven and the Blues, somebody I've been trying to get as a guest on the show for ages, is Joan Armatrading. I met her first way back in 1979 in Germany, and haven't met her since really. Here she is with an album which came out a couple of years ago where she really went back to her blues roots. The album is called Into the Blues, and this is the title track.
My baby likes this music good and loud, with words coming straight from the heart. Man, woman, or child could tell this story, just as long as it's a soulful start. All the better to make you glad that your life has taken a different path. At the same time wondering how you can get on a train to this town. God bless the blues, God bless the blues. Hey, yeah. Are you a Manish boy? Just like the mighty mud. Blues are here to make you glad that your life has taken a different path. At the same time wondering how you can get on the train.
Joan Armour Trading. Into the Blues is the album from a couple of years ago, and that's the title track. And if any chums of Joan are listening, or even Joan, should you be listening yourself, please get in touch. I'd love to have you here to do a session on the boat. Talking of sessions, Bob Cheever's coming up in a few minutes' time. I'm not the only blues podcast in the world. Of course, if you're a podcast listener, you will know that. There are many of us scattered across the whole of the world. If we start in the south, shall we, in Australia, there's Dennis Trethewan, Salty Dogs, Blues and Roots. And then in the furthest north of the UK, from the Shetland Islands, James Carlisle's Rumshack. Also in the UK, of course, Cliff McKnight's Nothing But the Blues. Into the States, where there are many of them. And if we start in Chicago with Hieronymus Murphy's Murphy's Blues. Philadelphia, of course, we've got Bandana Blues with Beardo and Spinner. Iowa, we've got Tony's with the Roadhouse, Tony Styler Dennison with the Roadhouse. And of course, Austin, Texas with Austin Riffs. Have I mentioned everybody? I think so. If I've missed you, I'm really sorry, but you'll know what I'm... Anyway, I listened to all these other podcasts, and I realised that they'd all got this next album except me. So I thought, is it something I've done? So I contacted Northern Blues in Toronto, and I said, is it something I've done? Everybody's got Watermelon Slim except me. And Pamela, thank you so much. Pamela Brennan in Northern Blues said, I'm really sorry, Dave. Here it is.
walk on the road. It's never too hard to be humble. When it takes you all day for a 2-hour load, I pray to help us, do my best not to cuss. But tires blow and fuel builder take all their fuel. It's never too hard to be humble. It's not like they taught us in school. This damned old truck makes me feel like a fool.
I love that man, I really do. Since his very first album, I've just loved his work. Watermelon Slim, his brand new CD, available now on Northern Blues. Everybody had it but me. That's one of the reasons I chose that track, actually. Escape from the Chicken Coop, it's called, and that is It's Never Too Hard to Be Humble. And much of the CD is based around, really, his years driving trucks and things. But he's a very clever man. If you want to hear an interview with him, I think it's the only one I've heard so far. It's on Cliff's Nothing But the Blues. Go back about 4 or 5 weeks and you'll hear a great interview with Cliff and Watermelon Slim together. I know I've told you this before. Okay, time for our live session. Now, if you're listening to this as the podcast, you may have already heard the session with Bob Cheevers. And so if you want to skip this, I'll tell you how far to skip. Skip 12 minutes. So we're 25 minutes in, so skip right through to 37 minutes, and you can pick up towards the end of it. If you haven't heard the Bob Cheevers, now is the time to listen.
Two people in a room who don't know each other, don't know what it's like to be alone together. Glow of a candle, a bottle of champagne, coming down outside is an early summer rain. Conversations about stuff that matters, talk about dreams and things getting better. Moments in time when we both realize we live our lives where love survives. Grown-up people getting older, grown-up people sometimes need a shoulder. Looking back on days when things were plain and simple, we're grown-up people. Then comes that moment when we breathe real deep, talk about hope, promises we keep. Try to let go of those fears that we have. Let each other know how much we're willing to give. Light another candle, stare into the flame. Pour another glass of that sweet champagne. Times like these make life worthwhile. The power of a kiss, the reassurance of a smile. Grown-up people getting older, grown-up people sometimes need a shoulder. Looking back on days when things are plain and simple, we're grown-up people. We're grown-up people.
It's the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, and of course as a podcast across the world. It's been about a year and a half since our last guest was here, Bob Cheevers. Welcome back. The theory is, as you get older, as we get older, things quieten down and we've become sort of more staid and we do less. You're disproving that altogether by... In your last 18 months, you've relocated, you've started almost all over again, haven't you, in a way?
I have, and not. This wasn't by design, it just happened. Someone asked me the other day, brought up to me the other day, the fact that I've lived in four of America's music business cities. Memphis, where I grew up, I moved to Los Angeles after college, and then I moved to Nashville after 25 years in the pop field in L.A. or in California. And now I live in Austin, Texas. And I think what happened is, as a young man growing up in Memphis and Elvis exploded, which changed my life absolutely completely, and I never came back to being the young man that I apparently was before then. Maybe I never was that man. Young man.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
But to have followed the progress on the radio when I was young, would listen to the radio, and it, all the music was pretty much for me coming out of California. And so to move to California and be part of the music business scene out there was a natural. Mm-hmm. And then as I developed more as an artist and seemingly became more of a country, on the countryside of writing and singing, my publisher said, you need to go to Nashville, and because we're pitching you there as an artist, and your songs as country songs. So that was, seemed natural. Then after being there 16 years and realizing that I wasn't really, as far as I was concerned, a country singer or a country songwriter, I moved to Austin, Texas, where
well, you can be anything in Austin, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. And there's nobody breathing down your neck about who's recorded your last song. That song's not commercial enough for country radio. You're not you're exposing yourself too much in the clubs, and if you want to be, it's yada 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 yada. And
is the difference that striking? I mean, you paint a very dramatic difference in between Memphis and Austin. Is that the case?
Well, there's certainly, and I think you meant to say Nashville.
Sorry, yes,
There is. Nashville, and not literally speaking, but the majority of writers there or people there are there to be involved in the country music industry, to write for other country artists or become a country artist themselves.
Right.
That's not why I moved there, except for the fact that my publisher said your writing leans more towards country, mm-hmm. so why don't we try to make some money? You go to Nashville and literally write for the market. And I did that, and what seemed to always happen was that I wrote songs that would co-write with other people, and they would come up sounding more like country radio songs than my songs would, but they sound like weak, watered-down versions. Finally, my publisher, as bright as he is, he said, why don't you go back to writing Bob Seger songs, because that's where your strength is,
yeah.
and that's why I hired you. And that was a huge weight off my back, because all I really ever wanted to do, at least internally, was write what came from the heart. And he was telling me to write songs mainly from the head, to figure out who was recording, what kind of songs they wanted, and then write songs based on that information. Well, that's a fine way to do it, and a lot of my good friends write great songs from that perspective, but I don't.
We'll come to how Texas changed you and the new album and all sorts of other things as well after another piece of music. What are you going to do now?
Interestingly, my producer, who coincidentally worked with Lyle Lovett in his first few records, his name is Stephen Doster. His quote on the record said something like, Bob came to Texas not to be a Texas artist, but to observe what it was like to be a Texas person. And he said, he made me want to go to Texas, and I grew up here. So what apparently I've done is gone down there and in the last couple of years written 40 or 50 songs that are just my observations of what people are like and what their tastes are like, what their some of their politics and personal feelings are, and wrote a bunch of songs sort of through the eyes of maybe people I was watching. This would be one of them. It's called Texas is an Only Child, and I'm an only child.
Yes.
And in the second verse, when I wrote it in the beginning, and I played it for some of my Texas friends, several people said, you might want to take that verse out and change it. And I said, why? And they said, well, and the verse was about the Branch Davidians,
yes.
in Waco,
yeah.
David Lee Koresh, I think that's his name,
yeah.
Wacky, you know, strange stuff, and also there was something in there about Kennedy being shot in Dallas, and the guy, some people said, we don't really want to hear about that in Texas, that we don't want to be reminded of that. And I thought, well, it happened here, so I'm going to write about it. And then I thought, I'll try something else, and I put something completely different in the second verse.
Yeah, it's strange, before you start playing it, because when the CD arrived, and you know, I do as radio people do, you listen to every track, a few seconds of each, you know, click, 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 yeah. click. And then you listen a bit more depth to work out what's going to be the first track you play, and right. this track is the first track I chose from the album.
Well, that's what I would have chosen, and interestingly, some people in Europe were playing the song I just played,
yeah.
which is the first track, mm-hmm. or playing it on as the chosen track, and I wonder sometimes if DJs just... choose the first track because it's the one on there.
Right, see, yeah, that's true. It could be because of time, I agree. But
yeah. Well, this has certainly a lot of truth and a certain amount of humor. And I also thought, because there's so much blues in Texas, that I'm not really a blues guy, but this is as close as I can come. See, if my friend Jeff Faves, who's here with me today, had been playing guitar, he could be playing some... blues licks in here. There's a stretch of open highway called I-35. Takes you straight to Dallas if you manage to survive. The small town state troopers who drive that interstate, clocking 18-wheelers, checking them for weight. Hurricanes hit the Gulf Coast, part of Galveston disappears. T-shirts saying, keep Austin weird. Texas is an only child, a real lone star, but you can be her friend, no matter who you are. The Alamo still stands, her river's running wild. The great state of Texas is an only child. Only child. Remember Santa Anna, his pants down to his knees, with the yellow rose of Texas doing all she could to please. Towns with names like Waco, towns who found his fame, singing about bandidos, Pancho and Lefty were their names. Davy Crockett, Hoodoo Wars, tales of Texas gold. Then came Buddy Holly, and the rest is rock and roll. Texas is an only child, a real lone star, but you can be her friend, no matter who you are. The Alamo still stands, her river's running wild. The great state of Texas is an only child. Lone Star Independence, alive and well today. Life is bigger here, just like people say. The sound of the diguelo turn young boys into men. Longhorns on the goal line of Texas A&M. Willie's on his tour bus, rolling up a joint. He could get his hair cut, but what would be the point? A faded red bandana, a beat-up old guitar, singing Whiskey River while Kinky smokes cigars. Legends from El Paso to the Louisiana line. Forget the days of Georgia on my mind. Texas is an only child, a real lone star, but you can be her friend, no matter who you are. The Alamo still stands, her river's running wild. The great state of Texas is an only child. I said the great state of Texas is an only child. Yeah, the great state of Texas is an only child.
Live guest in the studio this week, Bob Cheevers, and a track from his new album, Tall Texas Tales, and that's Texas is an Only Child, played here live at the Houseboat on the Thames. Now, that is a 12-minute section of the complete 35-minute interview, two more tracks of music, loads more conversation, and if you want to hear that, it's quite simple. Just go to my webpage at raven.dj/R&B, scroll down until you see the photograph of Harry here in the... not Harry, of Bob here in the studio, and click on his name underneath. Now, there are two options on the Bob Cheevers one, because you can click the name and also click the video link underneath. If you want to, you can watch the video instead of listening just to the audio. That's all available on the Raven and the Blues page. Our next guest is Harry Manx, coming up at the end of November or thereabouts, and also somewhere roundabout, hopefully, early December, we've got Tom Doughty, and perhaps a few more in before the end of the year. It's the Raven and the Blues. Here's a track which, amazingly, is a blues standard and performed by many bands, even now over the years. It's been around for many years, too. I've only played it twice. I've played 7,000 tracks on the show in the last 10 and a bit years. I've played it by Hound Dog Taylor, and here, making therefore its only second time on the programme, with J.B. Hutto from the album High and Lonesome from 1992, Kansas City.
Thank you.
any good raw roadhouse sounding music. J.B. Hutter and the Hawks, the album High and Lonesome from 1992. And there we are with Kansas City. Kansas City, Here I Come. I think actually I must have played it by Wilbert Harrison, surely, but I can't see that on my playlist for some strange reason. Oh, yes, I can. I've played it by a few times, yes. Never mind, I'm digressing. Off to Australia now, and a band called the Lemon Squeezing Daddies. Now, for many young people growing up in the 70s, Led Zeppelin's The Lemon Song was the first time they'd heard the words, "I'm going to squeeze that lemon till the juice runs down my leg," and often then they didn't fully understand what it meant. I think they do now. If you're listening to this show on Talk Radio Europe and you're of a younger age, you may be thinking, what's he talking about? But the Lemon Song was originally from Robert Johnson, and the Lemon Squeezing Daddies took their name from that. They have a new album out, which is called Juiced One Night. They've also got a great website, which looks amazingly like my website. If you go to it, actually go to mine, it's easier, raven.dj, R&B, and then click on the link to them, which you'll see on this week's programme, and then you'll see why I'm talking about the two websites being almost identical, apart from the Lemon Squeezing Daddies and raven.dj. Here they are, though, off their new album, and here they are with Women and Cadillacs. The Lemon Squeezing Daddies, the album which they made last year. I'm not quite sure how long it's been available in Australia. I'm not also certain as whether you can actually buy it easily online. They're based in Sydney. Looking at their website, though, it's very strange because Australia's got so many place names that are taken after the UK immigrants when they arrived out there. So looking at their web pages, and they're doing gigs in Bradford and Newcastle and places like that, I think, oh, they're coming to the UK. And then realise, of course, there are Bradfords and Newcastles and loads of English place names all over Australia. Anyway, thanks very much much for the CD, and we'll be playing more tracks from that. Steve Gary on vocals, John Simpkins on guitar, Ian Hollister on harmonica, Rob Floyd on drums, and Pete O'Neill on double bass, and a great, great website, all based around the same Mac design. Okay, where to now? From Australia to the States, and girl we played for the first time, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Her name is Layla Zoe, and because on the album I saw Wade in the Water, I played that, but that was kind of untypical from the stuff she does. Here she is with a track called Someday. Sometimes when a record fades out, you think, actually, that's sad because it's got a few minutes left in it. There's Layla Zoe with a track taken from her album, which is called Shades of Blue, which I received a couple of weeks ago. Now, when did it come out? Well, it came out some years ago in 2006, and that is called Someday. Again, you'll find the links to her on the Raven and the Blues page. That's almost it. Looking at the clock on the wall. That's an old radio term, isn't it? don't forget that the Thanksgiving edition of the Raven and the Blues is going to be all requests, and hopefully all requests from listeners to the programme in the United States. So if you're a US podcast, it's not limited to you, obviously, but if you're listening in the US, register your request, please, as soon as possible. The first 13 or 14 requests get it, although I have said that I'll run the show for as long as it takes. If we get 2 hours of requests, we have a 2-hour show. And it's pretty simple. Just email me your request to daves@raven.dj or join the Facebook Raven and the Blues page and put your request there. And either way, I'll sort of give you advance warning if it's going to get played or not. Other good news, I've yet to see how it's going to work out. The Raven and the Blues is about to become an iPhone app. So if you have an iPhone, you can buy the app. It's going to be $2. And then you'll get the Raven and the Blues automatically to your iPhone every week. And some extra stuff too. We're busy in talks and liaison exactly what the extra things will be. There could be extra tracks. It could be photographs, a whole range of stuff. Thanks to the, once again, thanks to the emails about the video of Bob Cheevers. One email which came in which said, "Are you no mates, Raven? I mean, I've got a friend who can operate the camera and zoom in and film you at the same time as well." And the answer is, normally it's just a guest and I. And so what we can see if I can do is see if I can find a friend on the island, perhaps, or perhaps somebody will come in and operate the camera and zoom in and all the rest of it. But so we, for Harry Manx, it could well be, it'll be an operator with a camera too. And that's coming up, as I say, in about a month's time. That's almost it, really. The Raven and the Blues page is raven.dj/RNB. Email address, dave@raven.dj. You can make a donation to the programme if you would like to subscribe to help the funding of the show. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you've enjoyed the music on this week's programme and can join me for something similar in 7 days' time. Let's go out with somebody who I've rated so much for many, many years. Mr. Grumpy here in the UK, but still a man of enormous talent. From the album from a couple of years ago, Keep It Simple, here's Van Morrison closing the programme with Behind the Ritual. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Bye-bye.
Spiritual. Hooking all out of my mind. Thinking that wild every day's gone by. Days gone by. Spencer, talking that jive. Spencer, talking that jive all out of my mind. Thinking that sweet wine. Thinking time. Living time when the day's gone by. Behind the ritual. Behind the ritual. Behind the ritual. Behind the ritual. Thinking about living time when the day's gone by. Ooh, ooh. Blah, 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 blah. Living time, in the day gone by. In the day gone by. In the day gone by. Drinking that wine. Making time. Getting high, in the day gone by. Drinking that wine. Getting high. Behind the ritual. Getting high behind the ritual. Drinking that wine in the days gone by. Behind the ritual. Behind the ritual. Behind the ritual. Behind that spiritual. In the days gone by. Drinking that wine. Getting high, so high behind the ritual, so high behind the ritual, so high in the days gone by. Making that wine, making time, stretching time, stretching time, drinking that wine. Stretching time. It's your time of the day.